Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.
All right, it's time for us to get into our fundamental beliefs segment, where we are going to be speaking with Pastor Lucas Banda, joining us on the line to talk about growing in Christ. Now, this has been the subject for the last couple of days, and today we are coming to a conclusion on the subject, growing in Christ. And so if you have any questions or comments that you'd like to share, please make sure to do that on +27734703520. My pastor, good afternoon. Welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, and how are you too?
I'm doing very well. Thank you so much, Pastor, for joining us. I hope you've had a good week.
Yes, indeed. I hope you also did.
I did. It's been a busy week, but it's been a productive and a good week. So thank you so much for joining us, Pastor. Let's get straight into it. Now, we're talking about growing in Christ, and we know that God impacts our lives through the Holy Spirit, the third member of the Godhead. Now, when Jesus went back to heaven, he sent the Holy Spirit to look after us, to be our guide and teacher. So what does a strong relationship with God look like? If our connection to God is strong, how will we know? These are the questions that we are delving into today. So, Pastor, how can we know that we are actually growing in Christ? What are some of the signs that we can look out for that indicate that we are actually growing in Christ?
Galatians chapter 5, verse number 22 through 23. Mm-hmm. Gives us what the Bible calls the fruits of the Spirit,
right?
Which is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. As a sign that we are growing in Christ, mm-hmm. a change of attitude, a change of behavior begins to show that this person did not only receive Christ, but is growing in Christ.
Right.
When the circumstances that are surrounding us no longer make us bitter, but when we become better, then we understand we are growing in Christ.
Beautiful, beautiful. Yeah, and I think that's one of the difficult parts, trying to maintain. You know, most of us, when we get baptized, we have this idea that after I get baptized, I will no longer lose my temper. I will no longer give in to temptation. I will no longer do ABC. And we expect an immediate change. But then we get disappointed when, because of our own lack of consistency, we don't see those improvements in our own characters. We find that the same things that used to bother us or that used to rattle us before, they're still getting to us even now after we've been baptized. So I think it's very important for us to be consistent in our growth, in studying the Word of God and spending time in prayer so that that can happen. Because from my understanding, this is not something that I can do for myself, right? I can't change myself.
Yes, I can't change myself. Uh-huh. That is the work of the Spirit. Mm. But when I accept Jesus and yield my soul to his hands, it is then the transformation by the Holy Spirit that begins to help me grow in Christ.
Yeah.
I would love actually to give the example of Stephen.
Okay.
Stephen is being stoned. But instead of him crying and saying, please, why are you hitting me with such big stones?
Hey.
The Bible records that Stephen said, lo and behold, I see the heavens opened and Christ standing on the right side of the Father.
Hey.
It is at that instant when we continue to grow in Christ, we are no longer worried really much about what happens in our life, what happens in our neighbors, and so forth. Our focus is now the great picture, and then becomes the fruit and promise, which is glorification when Christ shall come, becomes my mode of concern.
Hey, beautiful. I love that. I love that. That's powerful. So now let's talk about our actions and our lifestyles. You've talked about the fruit of the Spirit and how our attitudes, our behavior must change as a sign that we are growing in Christ. How important are our actions and our lifestyles above and beyond our words when it comes to our Christianity? You find a lot of people who say, no, God knows my heart. So what the rest of us are seeing in your actions might be saying one thing, but your defense is that, no, God knows my heart. Let's talk about the importance of our actions and our lifestyles when we claim to be Christians.
Our actions are very, very important both as a sign of spiritual growth and as a sign of a transformed life.
Mm.
Remember, James says, it is not only faith that is needed, but it is the works of that faith that exhibit that we have faith.
Mm.
In other words, actually Jesus would then say in Matthew chapter 15, verses 8 to 9, he accuses people for what he calls lip service,
right,
and says these people only love me through their lips, but their hearts are very far from me.
Hey.
It is when actually we love God through our hearts that even our own lives, our lifestyle is transformed. And the book of Romans uses an analogy of saying we were dead in sin and we now live in Christ. Meaning to say, when we talk of death, somebody before death and after death, these are two different lives altogether.
Mm-hmm.
So the Bible actually says we are now alive in Christ and we died in sin. It means that particular lifestyle we used to have before we accepted Christ,
yep,
is no longer our habits today. We have a transformed life. The guy who used to be bitter, the guy who used to be so angry, rough, and so forth, is now cool, so smooth, and you can tell the Holy Spirit working on him.
Amen. Amen. And it's so good to know that there are those visible signs, because I think because of that whole thing that, you know, you can't judge another person, you don't know what's happening in someone's heart, God only knows the heart. I think because of that, a lot of us have become very careless in the way that we behave, the way that we relate to one another. When I see my brother or my sister going wrong, I don't want to say anything because I don't want to sound like I'm being judgmental. So I just allow them, just let them keep going without checking them. And also, I also don't want to be told anything. When I'm doing something wrong, I feel like no one has the right to say anything to me. So I think it's very important to emphasize that our actions have repercussions, not just in terms of, you know, punishment or consequences, but also the consequences that are people who are looking at us saying, oh, is this what Seventh-day Adventists do? Is this the behavior of Christians? It already just gives Christianity a bad rap because of the way that we behave, the way that we live our lives. Our lifestyles are not exemplary, and then that reflects on the name of God, and that's unfortunate.
Actually, pointing out sin in other people's lives or in my life, it's not being judgmental.
Mm-hmm.
That's why in the book of Ezekiel, the Bible tells us, if son of man, if you see the war approaching,
mm-hmm,
and you don't tell the people, if they die in this war, then their blood is going to be asked from you.
Hey.
So when I see my brother sinning, or when I'm sinning, I need to expect the watchman to help me.
Hey.
Say, but this is not what God is expecting of us.
Wow.
That is our duty. Actually, that is to be a brother's keeper. You remember God actually asked Cain where Abel was.
Yeah.
And Abel actually responded, am I my brother's keeper?
Mm.
Exactly saying exactly what he was supposed to be, to be his brother's keeper.
Sure. Powerful. And so now, as we're coming to the end of our conversation, let's talk about how long this spiritual growth is supposed to go on for. Do we ever graduate? Do I ever get to a point where I say, yeah, now I've grown in Christ and I'm done. I've reached the pinnacle of spiritual growth.
It's a very tricky question.
Okay.
But the Apostle John says, if we say we don't have sin, then we are liars.
Okay.
But he goes on to say, little children, I write to you this, that you may not sin. However, if anyone sins, let him know we have the advocate who is Jesus, our Savior.
Yeah.
So I would like to say, a spiritual growth, growing in Christ,
mm-hmm,
will make us do away with the sin.
Mm-hmm.
But in an event that I sin, this is not a sign that I've denied my faith,
right,
but it is still a sign that I'm in the great controversy. In other words, I'm maturing daily, I'm being perfected daily. So it's a lifetime commitment until one gets to the grave.
Beautiful. That's powerful. How do we wrap this up, Pastor, as we close this conversation? What are some of the power points that you want to make sure our listeners don't miss out on as we say goodbye to this topic for now?
I want to say growing in Christ would be measured with the attitude we have towards situations that surround us.
Mm-hmm.
The moment we see ourselves still becoming bitter, mm-hmm. it's a sign we are not maturing. When we mature enough, we become better instead of bitter.
Mm-hmm. Powerful. Pastor Lucas Wanda, thank you so much for your time and thank you for coming through today. We appreciate you and appreciate all the insights that you shared with us about growing in Christ. Hopefully all our listeners have been blessed and we are all moving in the same direction of growing in Christ. God bless you, Pastor.
Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.